For today's session, I'm going to use a shopping cart app that I built in the past. And let's start by going over some background information on the app first. The setup is pretty simple. I've got both my web app server as well as database server sitting on one box running on Linux. My application is built using the WordPress framework, and I'm running the community edition of MySQL 5.6. The scenario we're talking about here is, due to high demand, my web server and app server can no longer keep up with the online traffic, resulting in slow page loads and ultimately order drops. Based on my metrics, I've observed occasionally high CPU and memory utilization, as well as disk IOs. Now, without optimizing my application logic, the easiest way for me to address my performance issues is to scale up both my application server and my database server. And I'm going to do that by moving everything over to Azure, where I can dynamically scale. Let's tackle my application server first. Starting from a clean slate, the first step is to create a new web app server from the Azure portal. And during the creation of web app, you have an option of creating a new app server plan. In this case, I'm going to create a new plan, give it a name. Now, when I click on the pricing tier tab, this is where I have the option to either scale up and down my application server. I have the ability or option to use either a one core with 1.7 gig of RAM all the way to in P3 category, four cores of CPU and 14 gig of RAM. In this case, since I want to scale up my app server, I'm going to pick the P3 V2 pricing tier and select OK. Now, in this session, I've already migrated my application server along with the code. And here is the web app on Azure. And I'm just going to do a quick test run by adding a combination lock to cart. And then go to the checkout page. Looks like everything is working. Now that I've moved my application server, I'm going to migrate my database server to Azure. There are many ways you can do this. You can use the MySQL Workbench, which is a popular database management tool, and you can use the MySQL Dump or the Migration Wizard within the MySQL Workbench. Also, for application that requires minimum downtime, we've partnered with Attunity to provide a near zero downtime migration experience. Now, for this demo, I've already migrated and added everything over to Azure using the Migration Wizard. At this point, I'm going to reconnect my application server to the database instance. And I can do that by simply changing the connection string from the code editor. So what I'm showing in the screen here is the app service editor within the web app browser. I've already got the new connection string defined in the code editor. So all I'm going to do is uncomment the new connection string or username and the host name as such. So it's just two lines of code and the change is automatically saved. And let's just do a quick check and to make sure that worked as well. And I'm going to do that by heading over to my new app server. And I have a piece of code that prints out the connection string on the header. So this is showing that I've now connected to the new database instance on Azure Database. The last step is to scale my database server. Now, there are two ways you can scale. You can either scale up by adding more resources to your existing server, or you can scale out by adding more hosts to your server farm. Now, to scale up my database instance, I'm going to hit the pricing tier tab of my Azure Database MySQL, and I'm going to scale up my compute unit by dragging the slider all the way till the end, effectively scaling from a standard 400 to a standard 800, and clicking OK. Scale out is another way to improve the overall performance of the application. And it has been one of the most requested features from our customers. And we're working on enabling read replica in private preview in the month of November. The way read replica works is every time a change takes place, the change is recorded in the MySQL bin log and then shipped it over to all your replication instances to make sure your master and your replicas are kept in sync. To learn more about read replicas and latest announcements for Azure Database, MySQL, and Postgres, please join our Azure Advisor Yammer group at aka.ms/AzureAdvisors. And also, if you're interested to participate in our private preview for read replicas, you can sign up by going to aka.ms/mysql_replication. Thank you for watching.